Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And Joshy's biggest fan.
It's nice to see Josh at the big boy table. Thank you, everybody. Keep up the good work, Josh.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, Tony Wendorf and Associates, and Smart 18 Union.
That's right, our weekly conversations with Adam Schefter, brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino, a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today. What's going on, Schefty? Good morning. How are you?
What's going on, guys? How are we doing?
Got to turn on your mic for him to hear you.
Grinding.
I had to hear it.
I need some football in my life, Adam. This is just getting, this is a tough time of year.
Yeah, I think, July 8th are the dog days of sports talk radio. Although I guess you got the World Cup, you got Giannis trading, you got some NBA stuff. But, you know, there have been some stuff, some gifts to you guys. But by and large, these are the tough times. You got another 2 weeks to go and then it'll be clear sailing.
So where is your head at right now? Because most guys, when I played, 2 weeks before camp, you really don't want to be around them. You're ornery. You just wanted to get here. If it could start tomorrow, you'd welcome that. Do you, because your workload intensifies quite a bit, do you embrace that, or are you like, okay, I got to enjoy these last 2 weeks? Or are you like, all right, let's get this thing going?
You know, it's kind of both, actually. I kind of know that my life's coming to an end, but look, I've had a really enjoyable couple of months here and been able to do a lot of nice things and kind of get some time. And you'd love for that time to last, but I'm also ready for the excitement of the season. And I love the energy and the activity that comes along when everybody's there and there's things happening. And like I said, I've done it for 37 years, so I'm kind of used to it, and I know this is my life. I know it's ahead. And the way that I always view it is, I don't know, there's a marathon that's starting. The marathon gets underway in a couple of weeks. It's a 26.2-mile race, and there's a lot of distance left before it really comes to it. The marathon ends in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, May 1st, 2027. That's to me is like, those are my markers, right? Like it starts July with training camp and it goes till after the draft this year, May 1, 2027. And so it's 26.2 miles from late July to May 1. And so there's a race to be run. It's run every year. It'll get run again. There are times when you feel going and running, there are times when it's harder. There are times where there are days that are really tough to get through, and there are days that are easier to get through, but it's a long slog from late July to May 1.
What are some of the biggest questions, I guess, you have that you're curious to find out when training camp gets underway in the NFL?
Well, I think you always start with the quarterbacks. You know, what's going to happen in Minnesota? What's going to happen in Atlanta? What's going to happen in Cleveland? What's going to happen in Vegas? You start with quarterback questions always. Those are not going to be decided, you know, the first day of camp, first week camp in all probability. And then the great part about the league is things just happen. Like things just happen. I don't know what it'll be, but there will be things like, you know.
I mean, last year was Micah, right? Like last year was Micah Parsons. That was the thing that was kind of looming over camp, and then obviously we benefited up here in Wisconsin and Green Bay, but I think that was the thing that just kind of happened once camp hit last year.
Yeah, and that's that was something that was out there that carried through the summer and culminated in a deal with the Packers. And there's always a couple of things that just kind of take over the summer. There'll be contracts. There always are extensions, you know, cornerbacks I could see, running backs, Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, cornerbacks, Devin Witherspoon, Christian Gonzalez. There are always some big money deals. There are some players on the street without jobs still, most notably at the wide receiver position. Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, Keenan Allen, the Brandon Ayuk situation is, you know, doesn't look like he wants to play to me. Who knows what's going on with him right now? So, you know, again, that's the great part about the National Football League. There's always drama. There's always storylines. There's always something happening. And there'll be something for everybody to talk about once players are back in camp.
Well, speaking of a Micah-type player, Adam, are you hearing anything about potential Aaron Donald's return?
Well, there's another storyline for you, right? Like,
yeah.
My own sense is, I think, and I say I think because I'm not telling you it will, but this is my opinion. I think in the end, somehow they'll figure out a way to get him back in the fold. That's just what I think, and I think that'll happen, you know, by the end of the month. That's my guess. Because where else is he going to be more celebrated, appreciated, respected, wanted than in the Rams organization? Chewy.
Yeah.
You're a player.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? How much did people love having you around when you were a member of the organization? And what was it like when you left the Packers? And did you find that love and adulation on the outside in the first couple of years after you retired?
You don't. You miss the locker room so much.
Right.
Okay. That's the thing. Okay, you don't miss the – you miss Sundays, Adam, and you miss the locker room. And it's just of like a – you walk around – mindless for a year or two. It's just like, it's
and
very
by the
weird.
Way, and when you're playing, you're kind of a big deal, right? Like, and then when you're not playing, it's take out the guard, whatever it is, right?
So, yeah.
Adam, just so you're aware, anytime Chewy gets a little pouty about anything his wife asks him to do, he gets called NFL boy.
Yeah, so to this day, I get NFL, and I've called NFL. And Adam, and then you couple that the fact that they ask you back. For the team that's favored to win the Super Bowl. So it's not like, hey, come back. We're hoping to go 9-8 and make a wild card. Like, I can't see how you wouldn't want to be a part of that.
Well, and why would you not want to work with Myles Garrett?
Yeah.
And why would you not come up with where you're going to be playing? I'm making this up. 15 plays a game. You're going to be in on key third down plays, fourth down plays, third and long where you need a sack. And you're not getting double teamed because they're doubling and tripling Myles Garrett. Like, and love having you back. And the Super Bowl's in L.A. and the Rams would be the best. Like, I mean, everything tells you, why would he not come back for that? Like, why would he not?
Yeah, I know.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, brought to you by Tony Wendorf & Associates, just like the moves made in the pros. Tony Wendorf & Associates, Keller Williams, helps people make their own big moves every day. Trusted knowledge, superior service, they're the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. If you're looking to buy or sell a house, make the move and get in touch with Tony Wendorf & Associates. Adam, I'm taking a look at what's happening in Major League Baseball, and they're trying to figure out their labor negotiation. That expires in December. Kyle Kuzma here locally in Milwaukee taking a look, and he's not the only one noticing some of these deals in the NBA, and that second apron that they have is kind of acting as a de facto hard salary cap, and player salaries are kind of diminishing a bit in the NBA. It looks like they're heading towards a contentious relationship. I know the owners want an 18th game, and the players probably want their own things as well, but how would you describe right now the relationship between the owners and the NFLPA?
I don't think it matters much right now what it is today. It'll matter what it is when they go to put together a new CBA. Like, we're in 26 right now, 2026. I think the CBA expires in 2030. And somebody pointed out to me this morning, I thought it was interesting. Usually they announce the Super Bowl dates 3-4 years in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not announce the dates of the 2028 Super Bowl in Atlanta. So, does the league hope that the 18-game season could be in play for 28? Maybe, I guess. I don't know. It's interesting that they have not announced the dates for that yet. So, look, the NFL, the NFLPA are always at odds. It's always sort of Hatfields and McCoys. So I wouldn't expect any different. And it doesn't matter to me because that's the history of the relationship, even though there were times where Gene Upshaw and Paul Tagliabue did get along and some – thought they were too friendly, which I don't agree with that. Like, they're supposed to have a good relationship. it helps each other. But it doesn't matter what the relationship is now. It matters what the two sides wind up doing here with the new CBA. And it's still a little ways off here, I think.
Adam, are you hearing anything of a potential Tucker Kraft extension? Do you believe that'll happen before the start of the season?
I kind of do, and I say I don't know anything. I don't know anything, but let me just say this. We've seen tight end deals get done.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the Packers re-sign their own players. They've re-signed Christian Watson. They've re-signed Jaden. Why would they not try to re-sign Tucker Kraft? Yes, I expect, again, not knowing anything. I want to be very clear.
Mm-hmm.
I know nothing specific other than if you just look at what they've done and what's going on in the market, I would think logically that by the time the regular season rolls around, maybe before, there's an extension for Tucker Kraft.
Adam, I know you're a big golf guy. Scottish Open this week, British Open the week after. Coffee golf. Get up, cup of coffee, watch the golf on TV. You a big fan?
I like it the other way because I like on Sunday afternoon, Saturday, having something to watch, and I don't like having that taken away from me. But I love the style of golf, and I just love weekly tournaments. And you know, every week I think I could pick the winner, and I almost never do. So we'll see. But yeah, it's going to be fun to watch, and I like it anytime, Gabe. I like it. I like it waking up. I like it later in the afternoon. I like watching balls.
Whenever Adam can get it, that's when he likes the golf. Adam, enjoy the next couple weeks. We'll talk to you again next week. Again, the NFL season, it is creeping up on us, and it's going to be here quickly.
That'd be great. I appreciate it, guys. Enjoy your time today, and have a great day, Gabe and NFL boy.
Adam Schefter.
Thanks, Gabe.
Well, I just thought you'd want to know. You know, it felt pertinent to the conversation we were having. Adam Schefter joins us each and every Wednesday. I mean, you're complaining about how we give it to you. Schefter gives it to you just about every week now.
Everyone, that's my role. It was my role when I played. Everyone, you know, makes fun of me, but that's fine. I get it. As long as you don't yell at me. Then I'll get PTSD.
Yeah, I don't think we yell at you.
Hey, he does sometimes.
I've never yelled at you.
I don't know. You denied his PTO what request this morning. Yeah, you're yelling at him when he swears.
Well,
not supposed to do that around here, Chew. Adam Schefter is brought to you by Smart 18, the union for Wisconsin's sheet metal workers. If you want to earn more and build a real career in the trades, this is where it starts. Better pay, incredible benefits, real training, real representation. This isn't just a job, it's a future. Learn more, smart18.work. We were talking about the cost of things earlier. Well, there is a new product out there that is costing outlandish amounts, and it makes no sense to me. We dive into that coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.